the Dork Podcast. Rich Keith. It's the Dork Podcast.
Brian Davis.
It's the Dork Podcast.
Hashtag.
It's the Hashtag Dork Podcast.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Hashtag Dork. My name is Rich Keefe, joined as always by Davey Eyeballs. He is Rick Rude on Dick Dude. All hail the King of Ginger Ale. It's Ryan Davey. Davey, how are you?
I'm feeling pretty good. I was a little under the weather when I saw you last night.
Last night we saw each other in the flesh.
I'm feeling a little better.
Yeah.
But I was just, I don't know if you saw me. I was bringing back, I was throwing bows to the Dork Podcast. So that's an indication of how I'm feeling right now.
Feeling pretty great, actually.
Yeah.
By the look,
that was
look
such
great.
An easy dance thing to do.
Yep.
Just kind throw bows.
Yep. Up
you
and
don't
down.
Have to do, you don't have to do much.
You do that. You start to do a little too much shoulder with it is where it gets a little out of control probably.
So you got I mentioned my health because you might hear me cough.
Good.
A lot.
Good.
Today. I'm going to try to do it off mic as I can, but I will be coughing today.
It's funny. You mentioned the ring light that I have, and then you got a ring light, and you look really good. You look crystal clear.
What I have is studio lighting. I don't have a ring light, so I have diffused studio lighting.
This looks like I'm under questioning right now. Like, this is like too...
It's like too bright.
It's literally a deer in headlights is what this looks like.
Meanwhile, I went with a softer value for my, I'm at like 3,200K right now for my lights, as opposed to if I went to 56, hang on.
All right.
You want to see me wiggle it here? Hang on.
Yeah.
Just a little bit. Well, she doesn't want to do it right now.
I don't like how this looks.
You look pale.
Well, I am pale. I'm naturally pale. I have a paleness about me. And it's the winter season now, Ryan, for God's sake. So what do you expect?
See, that's a little bit too blue.
Yeah, you got blue. That's nice, though.
That is nice. But like if I went soft, now I'm a little softer color. See if I did that. Now you see I'm getting a little too crazy with it.
Yeah. Fun, though. Mine, I just look like an asshole.
Well, I'm not kidding. Like these are the lights that I use in my photo studio.
Yeah.
So.
Right. Different story.
There is a little bit more different set of lights here.
It's a different set of lights. Hey, did you, you're a Spotify guy. Did you get your Spotify wrapped yet? Did you take a look at your top five bands?
So mine is always, it's always a little skewed because we save it as a family. So I remember one year, like the very first, there was first or second year that Spotify did the thing. They're like, oh, check it out. And the kid's like, oh, let's see yours. So I'm in the class. I'm like, all right, fine. And the first thing was like, I want to say it was like Run the Jewels was one.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was like JoJo Siwa was two.
Correct.
And they were like, what? I'm like, my kid, it's like, listen. It was like, what? It was like Run the Jewels, then JoJo Siwa, then like Kids Bop. And I was like, like, what do you listen to? I'm like, dude, I have two little kids. They're like three and one. Like, we drive 2 hours a clip. You got to shut them up somehow.
Yeah. And like, I know, like, so I have a bunch of songs that like I like that are like kid friendly. And like, I put those on like CC's mix. And so like that kind of like, cause I don't have Spotify, but Apple does like a recap too. And so it is a bit skewed. It's stuff that she likes. It's not as skewed as my wife's. She had like Super Kitties and like Disney theme songs or whatever, like in the top five. So it's like, what are you gonna do?
But my top artist this year was City in Color.
Okay.
So I listened to a lot of City in Color this year. At least I listened to them a lot in high school. That was one of those Brad sad acoustic boy things I used to listen to a lot. And then guy's name is Dallas Green. He's my favorite songwriter right now. So
right, there you go.
Check out his new album. It's sick.
My number one was Real Big Fish because there's a lot of crossover. Like, so CC can listen to Real Big Fish. I can listen to Real Big Fish. Just Real Big Fish. The best of Real Big Fish. Oh my God. Play that on a loop.
Great.
I think that was my number one album for the year. Just non.
Was it really?
Yeah. That and like Blink-182's greatest hits, because like they don't really swear much. I mean, a little bit, but like not a lot. And so anyway.
I just recently found out that I'm going to see Green Day, Smashing Pumpkins, and Rancid at Fenway.
Wow. What's left of Smashing Pumpkins?
It's the original lineup.
It's the whole group? Well, I mean,
yeah,
as much as they can.
Well,
they
took out, they're all alive.
Well, not the original Smashing Pumpkins.
No, there's one, right. The drummer. The original
from
drummer.
From like forever ago. Yeah. So no shit, because didn't they have like an issue? And then so they got back together or whatever?
They got back together now, yeah. And it's funny. So my second favorite podcast, Bandsplane, this is my first.
Yeah, obviously.
Actually, it's my third. My second favorite is I'm not going to go through the whole list, but Vansplain is one of my favorite podcasts, and they did an episode of Rancid. So I listened to that, and I've listened to a lot of their shit recently. Here's a staggering fact. Their best album, And Out Came the Wolves. Have you remember that album? It had like Ruby Soho and Time Bomb on it.
Oh, yeah. I would need to hear it, but yeah.
That album has 19 tracks. It's 49 minutes long.
Wow.
Everything's like 2 minutes. In and out.
They rip it.
I love it. I love it.
That is good. That's pretty funny. Yeah. So, thanks to the people who sent us their Spotify raps with Dork in the top five. That was pretty cool to see. So if you have any more of those,
thank you.
Send them our tag us on Instagram or on Twitter at
Dork Podcast. All three of you.
Yeah, we appreciate it. And listen, we have a very specific niche audience, and we speak to those people on a weekly basis. So that is pretty impressive on our end. Ryan, rumors abound that in February of 2024, a comedy sequel will begin filming. That comedy sequel, this is Spinal Tap from 1984. So this is going to come out 40 years after the original. You and I, we've talked about Spinal Tap a lot. You introduced me to Spinal Tap back in high school. It was one of our most watched movies then. It's one of the most kind of like referenced movies that we have between us. And we've also talked about comedy sequels and how that can be a dangerous thing to do. Where do you stand on This Is Spinal Tap 2?
If you asked me this like 3 years ago, I'd been like all in for it. Christopher Guest's last movie that I saw was not very good. It was this Mascots. It was on Mascots. It was on Netflix.
I saw it.
Had its moments, not very good. So I wonder where this story is going to go. I'm going to watch the shit out of it. And I remember the conversation. You were like, oh, you were telling me how much you loved Best in Show.
Yes.
And I was like, have you seen Spinal Tap? And you were like, no. And I was like, no, we have to watch.
Stop what you're doing. Yeah.
I think we like skip class. And we're like, no, you're watching this right now. Some things in life are more important, Rich, you know? But where I stand on Spinal Tap 2, I hope it's a thing where, like, they're trying to get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah, that could be good.
And, like, people talk about, like, they're desperately trying to get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and can't.
That's a good one. And I was also thinking it could be something along the lines of somebody dug them up and made them into a meme. And so, like, there's, like, a Spinal Tap thing that, like, a kid that never even heard the song, but, like, made a really popular meme, and then they confuse it with like them being popular.
Oh, they're cool again.
They think they're cool again because like it's like a response and they don't really get it. And then it's like them, like it could be one of those things, but I need a few more original songs because the original songs are incredible.
And they're all so like overtly sexual and weird.
Yep.
But they're so good.
So good. So we'll see how they put that together. I don't know. Again, comedy sequels that take a long time in between, like Dumb and Dumber and Super Troopers, have a horrible track record.
Now I'm thinking about it. I hope they do the thing where they're like, remember they were talking about doing a musical Jack the Ripper, Saucy Jack? Like, I hope they did that. I hope that Nigel Tufnel put out like his piano music.
Yeah.
Like Love Pump.
They probably will bring in anywhere between 5 and 10 really famous people to play drummers for like 30 seconds. So like, who would you like to see? I mean, Dave Grohl will probably be one of them.
He have to be, right? So they said Paul McCartney and Elton John are already in it. Like they've already confirmed that like they're in it. Right. But I would love to see like Lars Ulrich. I don't want to see Lars Ulrich. He wouldn't be funny.
Get Lars Ulrich out here. No, but it could be like anybody. Brad Pitt could be one of the drummers.
Well, you're going to get Max Weinstein because he was in the original movie. He's already Fufkin. That's Paul Schaefer. No, that's Paul Schaefer. Never mind.
Paul Schaefer's
Max Weinstein.
And then Billy Crystal and Dana Carvey both played mimes.
Yeah. In the original. Mime is money.
Mime is money.
Do the dead bird.
Fucking so good. Yeah, so I don't know how they're going to pull it off, but you're right, because Christopher Guest is like a genius, but like a lot of his best stuff is a long time ago, so I don't know how that's going to translate. Michael McKean, like he was great in Breaking Bad, like on the acting side of things, like He's been in more stuff recently.
They showed a picture of the Spinal Tap band. They look awful. It's so great. I think it's intentional. They look intentionally bad.
Yeah.
I can't wait. I'm actually the more I talk about it, the more excited I am to see this.
I'm gonna see the hell out of it and whatever. You just set the expectations kind of low, and then maybe it'll knock our socks off. The TV show Fargo, you talked about it last week. I had seen it yet. I think there are 3 episodes in now. I've seen the first 2, and you were right. Fargo is back. Fargo is back.
Isn't John Hamm great?
John Hamm's great. I love his son, Jack Keery, or was it not Jack Keery? Joe Keery from Stranger Things. He's good in it as like a little shit heel. It's good. Yeah, I like where it's going. I'm all in on this fucking thing. I love Juno Temple's character is cool as hell.
She's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is the guy who's like trying to be the golf pro. We talked about this in a group chat. Could he be possibly the worst fictional athlete you've ever seen?
So, yes. So, for people who haven't seen it, it's not a spoiler, but one of the more main characters, her son is probably like in his 20s. And
husband. It's her husband.
Oh, wait, what?
It's her husband, I think.
Oh, wow. I thought it was her son. Oh, shit. Husband. Maybe. Yeah. All right. Well, he wasn't in it very long. So.
No.
But anyway, so he has like a golf simulator, and he's like trying to be like a golf pro or whatever. And he's like talking to her. And then she leaves, and then he takes like one swing. And I was like, oh, my God. I like gasped. It was like the worst golf swing I'd ever seen. And I'm a horrible golfer, awful. So I understand it. But that was so bad. And I'm like, that's really. So then I'm thinking in my head, I'm like, this better pay off down the line where he's like lying to her about being a golfer, because clearly he's not a golfer, or are they just going to leave that in? Like, he's going to be a golfer now. I'm like, oh boy.
Unbelievable.
Yeesh.
Unbelievable.
But I'm excited to watch that 3rd episode. Maybe even tonight once we get off the air here. Oh, we got a Mad Max Saga trailer. This is going to be like a prequel to Mad Max Fury Road.
Whoa. Which is confusing.
The timing it fucks with my head a little bit, trying to figure out what happened when.
Yeah. Because like the whole thing was, she was like, when in Fury Road, when she was trying to find home, that was like a new thing for her, right? And they're trying to make it seem like she's been trying to do that the whole time.
Yeah. I don't know, dude.
Chris Hemsworth looks weird.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Hell yeah. He's gonna be the bad guy in this. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'll definitely watch it.
I'm watching the shit out of this movie.
IMAX theater. You gotta go IMAX for Mad Max because this thing rips.
Oh hell yeah.
Yeah. Anything rips. So I was excited about this movie. I tweeted it out. This is a Netflix. It was a theater movie like last week, and then it was like a Netflix deal. So it's on Netflix currently. The name of the film is May December.
Oh yeah.
Legit a horrible title, and what turns out a horrible movie. So I wanted to watch this. It stars Natalie Portman, one of my favorites, Julianne Moore, all-timer, and one of the dudes from Riverdale. Great. This is right up my alley. And it's basically, without saying the names, this is the Mary-Kay Letourneau story. Remember Mary-Kay Letourneau?
Oh, yeah. May she rest.
Yeah. Oh, she's dead?
I think she's dead.
Is that right?
I'm almost certain.
We know that to be right?
Let me look at that right now.
Let's double check that, because we would
have... I believe she died recently.
Pick of the bomb.
Pick of the bomb.
Pick of the bomb.
Pick of the bomb.
Yeah. Died July 6th, 2020.
What the fuck? COVID?
2020. Let me check. You keep telling you. I'll, you keep
oh
doing anything.
Oh, my God. I didn't know she was dead. I won't talk about this. I won't talk.
Colorectal cancer.
Really?
Yeah.
Fuck, I didn't know that.
Poor kid.
So she had sex with like a 13-year-old or whatever it was.
Sure did.
Went to prison for that. And so so the premise of this movie is Julianne Moore is basically her after prison and like living her life, right? And then the kid from Riverdale is like the young guy, I forget his name. And so like they're a couple, they have kids, they live together, right? But people still know who the fuck they are and they're like famous for it. But in like the premise with the movie is Natalie Portman's an actress who is getting set to play Julianne Moore in a movie. So she goes and visits them for like a weekend, maybe even longer, to sort of like figure out what her deal is. So I'm like, oh, this is going to be great. It was not great. it was not a great movie. It wouldn't shock me if they got like some acting nominations. Like Natalie Portman's great in everything that she does, but like, I don't know, man, I was waiting for something to happen. Nothing happened. I'm like, what the fuck is this?
Can I guess the plot?
Go ahead.
So she goes and visits them, right? She starts going all method and then starts to have like, or wants to have a tryst with the kid. And then it either happens or doesn't happen. And they end on bad terms and the movie like does really well.
Yeah. I don't want to spoil it completely, but you might be on to some of that.
Don't even have to see it.
I mean, I don't want to tell people what to do. Maybe you were lined up. You were going to watch it. And I feel horrible because I had my wife watch it. Me and my wife don't watch a lot of stuff together. And because we like, just don't. Like, she has the shows that she likes. As you know, when you have two little kids, your time is limited. So it's like, I'm not going to make her watch fucking Loki, and she's not going to make me watch Real Housewives. So we're going to like, right. Zoop, zoop, zoop. So it was last night, it was Saturday night, and I'm like, there's nothing really on. I'm like, what about this one? Like, it, because she's always like, all you watch is horror movies and comic book movies. And I'm like, that's pretty true. But I'm like, what about this one? Like, this could be good. It stunk. And she was like, this is so bad. I'm like, I know. And now you're never going to watch another goddamn movie with me again. Like, I fuck this one. So,
not to tip our hands a little bit, but there was like the, there's a line in Invincible where Rexplode, where Duplicate calls him an asshole. And he goes, since when is that news?
Yeah, I know. Right.
So exactly. Like, all you do is watch horror movies and comic book movies. Yeah. Since when is that news?
That's right. Uh-huh. Yeah. and the occasional sexy teen drama, and this I thought might be that, and it really was not that. So anyway, I would tell people to skip it. I don't want to spoil it though for the off chance that somebody does want to watch it. Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny, also known as Indiana Jones 5, is now streaming for free on Disney Plus. I watched the first hour. This movie's like 2 hours and 40 minutes, I think.
Yeah, I heard.
That's a lot of Indiana Jones. Now, the first three were Yeah, the first three were great. The first two were fantastic. No, the first three were great. The fourth first one was great. Trash. Fourth one was trash.
I would say my favorites, it goes 3, 1, 2, 4.
Yeah. Have you watched this one?
Like, I haven't watched this one yet, but ranking them right now, Last Crusade is my favorite, then Raiders, then Temple of Doom, then Crystal Skull.
Temple of Doom's the one that's most like in my brain from being a kid because of the snake stuff and then like the heart rip, and like that one scared the shit out of me, but I thought those were all incredible. And then the fourth one was just so bad, but I mean, I'm an hour into this and it's like, all right, I'm gonna go back and I'll finish it. A movie I really want to see, Godzilla Minus One. This thing is,
that's getting crazy
ass
reviews.
Roddy T's 97 critic, 98 audience. It's like the greatest Godzilla movie ever made, apparently. I'm like, God,
I'm in on that.
Did you watch this monster of the thing on Apple Plus? The what is it called? Monster? Oh, Monarch.
Monarch. So Monarch. It's the company that like makes Godzilla, right? It's the company.
I think
that's,
it's in the universe of like Kong Skull Island, and I haven't watched it yet.
But I think the company that's responsible for like the radiation that creates Godzilla is Monarch.
Yeah.
So it's like,
I'll watch.
So I haven't watched it. That's also getting good reviews.
I'll get there. Jumping in front here, instead of getting into the Davies video game minute, we got the Fallout trailer. So another video game turned television show. This is going to be on Amazon Prime, April 12th that comes out. And we tweeted out the trailer at Dork Podcast. I didn't play all the Fallouts, and I certainly didn't play like 1,000 hours of Fallouts like maybe other people have. Other people on this very podcast have.
Yeah.
What did you think of the trailer though? Because I thought, even not being the biggest Fallout fan in the world, I was like, oh, this actually looks pretty great.
It looks good. I love how they're kind of nailing the tone of the whole thing. Like, it's kind of funny, it's kind of goofy. But yet at the same time, like, there's a lot of action and there's a really good story here. And from what I've seen, I mean, this is like Fallout 3, Fallout 4, New Vegas kind of style.
Yeah.
And it looks really good. Like, and it's the guy from Westworld is directing all of the episodes, right?
I think so. Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah. And so, like, it's the studio that does The Boys, the same studio that does The Boys. So you have the recipe for like a home run here, like this. And it was funny. My sister, who doesn't play a lot of video games, was like asking me what I thought of like video game adaptations for movies and TV. And I'm like, 90% of them are shit.
Yeah, it's a tough, but like, tough go. But like recently, The Last of Us was.
Well, I said The Last of Us is really good, and then I mentioned this. I'm like, this looks really good. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm really excited, and I think it's going to be accessible enough for like you, like people who have heard of the games but aren't necessarily like in on it, because I think it's a new character. It's like a new storyline, but set in like that world.
Yeah.
So you don't necessarily have to play the games. There might be some characters in it that you see, because I didn't recognize what city it was in right away.
Oh yeah. Yeah, so well, TBD.
So we'll see. Yeah,
TBD. Yeah, no, I'm looking forward to that. So that's April. Prime shows have been, well, we're talking about a Prime show today, and then you throw in The Boys. Like, there's definitely been some really good stuff on Prime. Ryan, let's get to this. Oh, you of course know what that means. It's time for Should I Have Bought This? Brought to you by 47 Brand. Go to 47brand.com, enter the promo code hashtag dork at checkout. During this holiday season, 25% off your entire order. Oh, my God, 25%?
You say 25, you say?
Uh-huh, that's what I say.
Get on there. It's the holiday season.
It is. Buy yourself something nice. Maybe something for a friend, a family member, a stranger, a coworker. It doesn't really matter. Ryan, this one comes in from Brett. Let's take it up on the old YouTube. What do you see there? What do you see there?
I see a complete series Blu-ray edition of Battlestar Galactica.
Damn right you do. So Brett says, hello, gentlemen. 'Tis been a long week already, but why do y'all hate sci-fi? I wonder, maybe you haven't seen this. So the subject is, I know you hate sci-fi, but, right, I don't know if we hate, we don't hate sci-fi.
Bitch, where? When did we say we hated sci-fi?
I don't remember what he's talking about. Maybe we don't talk a lot about it, I guess, but I certainly don't hate it.
We could, of all the things we could talk about more, I feel like we could talk sci-fi more.
We could do more. However, sci-fi.
Nobody in the 8+ years of this podcast has ever said, I don't like sci-fi. No one has ever said that.
No. I like sci-fi.
Just because we don't watch this show doesn't mean, you know?
Yeah, we do not watch Battlestar Galactica, but that's super sci-fi. There are some super sci-fi stuff. I'm not a Star Trek guy. Is Star Wars sci-fi, or is that just like
absolutely?
More? It is? Then fuck God Christ, it's my favorite thing in the world.
Dune? I fucking love Dune.
Dune.
I love the saga. Your favorite graphic novel of all time. That's sci-fi.
Ooh, you know what sci-fi movie I really liked?
What?
District 9.
Great sci-fi movie.
I love District 9.
Aliens. I love that. I watched the first two Star Trek movies. Yeah. With Star Trek, and then Wrath of Khan. I've seen those. Yeah, right. I've seen all like the Chris Pine Star Wars. Those are good. The Abrams ones.
I don't know what to tell you, bud. Actually, I do know what to tell you.
What the fuck?
We like sci-fi.
Yeah.
He goes, long story shortened, got real sick with Lyme disease.
Ooh.
Couldn't sleep. Friend suggested this as a watch. Not available on any streaming. So I went all in. Amazon, Blu-ray, next day delivery. It is stellar. Should I have bought this? Should I take a shit? I think he knows what's coming. He paid blank, including shipping, blank equals blank. And how about so this, Ryan? Before we take a big shit on Brett, he goes, I will gift this to one of y'all. So just so you know, just so you will give it a chance. Basically, the Spite Box version of a Blu-ray. He says it's worth the watch. Then again, he goes, I was hallucinating while I was typing this. And then he says, love your shit. Thank you, Brett. So it's a Battlestar Galactica complete series Blu-ray. While you guess the price, I'm going to look up how many goddamn episodes of Battlestar Galactica there have been.
So you could technically give this to both of us, because one of us can watch it and then give it to the other one and we'll send it back to you.
Correct.
So you sent me this email too. You forward me all these emails and then you write, immediately wrote, delete it. Cause I didn't see that. I didn't look at the price.
Cause at first he was just like, I sent it like I normally do. I forwarded it. And then I was like, oh shit, buried in there is like a, should I have bought this? I thought it was just good episode.
I'm going to say, oh God, I hope it's not more than $70.
Well, with shipping, it goes north. On its own, it's less. With shipping, he paid.
With shipping?
Yeah, he paid a lot of shipping.
He got a next day delivery? Doesn't he have Prime?
I don't know if he has Prime. He didn't say.
Get the Primo.
He said maybe he should have, but he got paid an arm and a leg for shipping. So it came to a grand total of $82.98 for Battlestar Galactica. Let me just tell you. So this is the wasn't there an old series and then did they reboot it?
It wasn't a reboot.
Is this the rebooted one?
Yes.
All right. So this is from 04 to 09. And
I did watch the first three episodes of this, and I was like, oh, it's pretty good. Katie Sackhoff is in it.
Dude, that's what I just said. That's what I just saw. Katie Sackhoff. Yeah. That's probably worth it. Yeah. Mary McDonald.
She was in 24, and then she was in this.
Wow. Edward James Olmos is in it.
Almost.
76 episodes and two TV films. That's a lot of content. I don't know if I can watch.
You know what I'll tell you? If you like this shit and you still collect Blu-rays, I'm going to say, okay. All right.
Look at that. You're going to go with a yes? And as a guy who is a home theater novice, and I listen to DJ on the Bright Side all the time, and they talk about how much significantly better the hard copies of these are. It looks better. Right. It's like crisper. It sounds better. So if you're all in on that and you got yourself a nice little home setup for it, then believe it or not, you know what did it for me? Katie Sackhoff. The fact Katie Sackhoff's in this show.
This is how we do it.
This is how we do it.
And let the record show, we do not hate sci-fi. We like sci-fi.
We do not. No, take a shit on that. You can buy your DVDs, but take a shit on that. But also, is Katie Sackhoff like the queen of the nerds now?
Oof.
Is she our queen? Is she the queen of the dorks?
She might be our queen.
Zoe Saldana for a while, but is Katie Sackhoff like the true queen of dorks?
Good point. Zaldana's in like, I don't like Avatar. I guess Avatar is sci-fi, so I don't really like Avatar.
And who else is what I put up there with her?
You know what the thing with sci-fi is? I feel like there's big swings and misses in sci-fi. You know, I mean, I'm sure you can say that about every genre, but I just feel like a bad sci-fi movie is just the pits, and then a good one is like insane. So, and then there might not be a ton of middle ground. But
You know what else would be one of our favorite sci-fi properties?
What's that?
The Matrix.
Matrix.
Matrix is sci-fi.
Yeah, it is. We did a goddamn standalone on the new one.
Fucking Blade Runner.
We love Blade Runner. Blade Runner 2049. Yes.
Yeah. I think here's a hot take. Denis Villeneuve is the king of sci-fi right now.
Yeah, he is. Oh, you know what I smell? # Dorks Top 10 Sci-Fi Movies coming out.
Let's do it.
Coming your way soon. Coming to a podcast near you.
Yeah, there we go. We got a slow week. Let's do that.
Yeah. Let's get to this.
It's time for Davey's Video Game Minute. Even if it takes more than a minute.
All right, Rob, what do you have?
Well, it's a big week.
Yeah.
Coming Tuesday, December 5th, the trailer for Grand Theft Auto 6. Are you ready?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I don't think I'm ready.
What do you want to see?
Oh, man.
I have two things, but I want you to answer.
I want to see, and I think we will. I loved Grand Theft Auto 5 so much because of the multiple characters. So I definitely want to see like three characters minimum, like that you bounce around to. I want to see that. Maybe a dog.
A dog.
Like a dog. Like you have a dog. You have a pet dog.
Here's what I want. I want multiple old characters in the trailer. I want to see old characters from different games, namely Niko Bellic.
Okay.
From Grand Theft Auto 4.
Mm-hmm.
To that end, one thing I want that I don't know we're going to get, multiple cities.
Multiple cities would be insane. Or yeah. I would settle for just the biggest city we've ever had, but like multiple cities would be
multiple. I would rather three, like the size of Los Santos.
Yeah.
Like I want like Liberty City, Vice City, Los Santos. I want all of those.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, so two other things that I want to see that are not even necessarily in the trailer, but what would come at the very end of the trailer, a specific release date, which I don't think we'll get.
Mm-hmm.
It'll just say like
2025.
2025. Fucking probably yeah. 2025. And the price. It won't say that either.
Will not say that.
But I wanted to be like,
$99.99
in like fucking November 10th, 2024. I'll be like, here we go. These are
okay,
my answers.
So what if? What if? If they said there's a $200 edition, knowing what you know that happened with Grand Theft Auto 5, wait, hear me out, right? Like if they said, okay, I'll bring it back, $150. So double the price. Double the price of the game. But you know this is going to be the only Grand Theft Auto game that comes out in the next 10 years.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
So if they said $150 in any update we ever do, you get it for free.
Well.
This is how we do it.
Given the track record of Rockstar's big titles like this and Red Dead, like people are still playing Red Dead and they're still finding new shit in that game. Like,
yeah.
To this day.
Yeah.
Like, they're still finding new stuff in Grand Theft Auto. So 10 years later. So given that, I would pay $150 to like just get all the updates and I'll just play this game forever.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I would. As much as I would kick and scream about it, I would obviously.
You would kick and scream, but then you'd be like, because I think you would, in the long run, you would spend more with all the downloadable stuff.
Yeah.
And they would want to make their money back.
Yeah.
They would want to make their money back immediately on this shit.
Well, especially for somebody like me, like I play a fraction of the games that you play. So, like, mm-hmm. something like that where I'm like, I am going to play this game a ton. And there'll be stretches where it's the only game I play. So, like, it will be worth it. And, like,
yeah.
I would play it as much as three games. And what? So, rather than buying three games, you buy one game. And you end up, you're getting as many hours out of it, if not forever. More. So,
yeah.
All right.
Here's some other things that are going on in the video game world. Did you know that randomly Rocksteady put the Robert Pattinson Batman suit into Arkham Trilogy?
Really?
They just decided, like, yeah, we'll just throw that in there. It was like a weird update. They just put it in there.
Nice. Good for them.
Isn't that nice to them?
I like that.
Haven't updated that game in years. Like, here's a free suit.
Yeah. Nice.
It's pretty sweet. Here's another fun fact. Did you know that Five Nights at Freddy's, the movie, is now the highest grossing Blumhouse movie of all time?
I saw that. I haven't seen the movie yet, and I'm dying to watch it. I gotta watch it this week. Like, I'm dying to watch it. Yeah. I've heard like decent things. Not that it's amazing. I think it's on the cock.
It's on one of the streamers. Yeah,
I think it's on the cock.
Eminem and Peter Griffin are now in Fortnite.
Did you see what happens when you kill Peter Griffin?
No.
He does the fall. He does the fall on the knee thing. Like, like he's just sitting down, like grabbing his knee. Yeah.
That's kind of good.
Pretty funny.
And then I think his dying pose is the one where he like falls down the stairs and there's like his arms like behind him.
Yeah, that's great.
Okay, so we told you, Richard, I was waiting for this to be the last thing in the Davies video game minute because mm-hmm. I know this is the content you want.
Hit me.
The game Baldur's Gate is up for Game of the Year. It's one of those like hardcore role-playing games. You've seen it before, mm-hmm. right? They just did an update. Do you know what they added to the game, Richard?
I do not.
Your created character, when nude, his balls and cock will jiggle. They added it into the game. And like the GIF is just like
grab
this
stick
like,
and twist it.
Now I gotta get this like, game.
This character just like turning back and forth, and apparently it's just like flapping back and forth.
I don't have time for this game. I gotta get this game.
If anyone's like, you don't look at me and say that video games are not art.
Art.
What other thing have like dick and cock and ball jiggles?
Nobody
in their game. You had boob jiggles, right?
Jiggles. Yep.
You had horse testicles in Red Dead.
Sadly,
let's get some flapping. You know,
yes, it's some all good. It's flapping. Natural. It's just the human body, for God's sakes.
I'm not. Whatever. It's science.
Yeah,
I'm not mad at it.
Nope. No.
Right? Grow up.
Fuck.
Now, you still, weird, create a character in the game. You still going for gasps here?
Yeah, just like the heaviest cock you've ever seen.
I want to make it so small that it doesn't move.
It's pinned there. It's just pinned. It's a pinned tweet. I think it's not going anywhere. Oh, that guy's got the pinned tweet. He's got that profile penis.
Yes, he does.
All right. Well, very good. Ryan, question for it.
Y'all ready for bisque?
Topic du jour.
Sorry?
Well, I'm glad you asked. It's the topic of the day. And today, it is the first half of season two of Invincible, the Amazon Prime show based off the Robert Kirkman comic. Kirkman, of course, famous for The Walking Dead, but also Invincible. Invincible went on forever. I read some of it, not nearly all of it. This is not a book that I completed by any means. Not because it wasn't good. I just didn't read it. And so what they did for this season is they released four episodes. It was a weekly release. Then they're going to like take a month or 2 months off. And I believe four more episodes are coming maybe in January. I don't even know if they released the date yet, but we are getting a back half early 2024. We'll begin, as we always do, with our TV and movie reviews. Ryan, the first four episodes of Invincible Season 2, did you like it?
It was all right.
Yeah.
It was all right.
Well, it's funny you say that, Ryan, because I felt kind of similar where I was waiting for more to happen than it did. And maybe part of that is it's only half the season. But then also you being they, kind of set it up that way. It's like, all right, you're only giving us half a season. Then you're taking this break. We're not going to see it again. It was a real good cliffhanger. In fact, we both really liked season one. You gave season one a 5.5. I gave it a 5. It was up. I don't know if it got nominated for a Dorky, but at least it was in the mix. Like, we liked the show 2 years ago when it came out. Then it was this long layoff to get to this. And it was kind of a weird four episodes.
It was a weird four. And I'm going to say, did I like it? Yes, with caution.
Yeah.
Is the better way of saying that.
Yeah. Like,
I'm worried.
I think they got some work to do here to clean it up in the final four episodes.
And we'll talk about this in spoilers,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Like, yeah, they have some work to do here.
There's still good violence. Like, this show's violence is insane. Like, it's not. Remember,
great kills.
Kills are great. I remember last year talking about it with a bunch of people during season one. It was like one of those shows based on the animation. Then you're like, oh, my kids are in the room. That's fine. This doesn't look like it's going to. Oh, my God.
Holy shit.
Like ripping heads clean off and shit. So you're like, that's back. Like, the violence and the action is the same.
Did you see there was some guy who tweeted? He was like, finally getting to watch Invincible. And then he was like, this is my favorite character by far. And it was like the fish guy. And then someone's like, who wants to tell him? And then like 2 hours after, he was like, never mind.
Yeah. Yeah. He had a go of it. Yeah. There's comedy. I don't think it's like piss your pants funny, but like there are times where it lightens up. I think the violence in a way, as sick as it is like kind of the humor of it too.
Yeah. Like, it's how just over the top so it over is. The top.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, how can you karate chop someone's stomach and their intestines fall out? Like, that happened in season one. So yeah.
Superheroes can do it. They're superhumans, super whatever. The characters are cool. We talk about this a lot with The Boys and with Gen V, like the worlds that certain comic book writers have created that aren't Marvel or DC, but clearly just like take those characters and have characters very similar, but then have like something different about it and like whatever else.
Right.
But this is a cool world. Like, this is a fun world to kind of spend time in. I don't know. Did you watch the Adam Eve movie that came out like a few months ago?
I did not.
It was all right. It was like, I don't think you need to watch it, but it was all about her, kind of like a backstory on her, but it's same, like, you know, you're just in that world, same animation, same kind of shit going on, but the characters are good. And in season one, like Invincible, Mark Grayson is a solid like lead character. But Omni-Man is the guy. Like, Omni-Man is insane. J.K. Simmons, season one, and the way season one ended, you're, like, just waiting to go. And I feel like so far it's been kind of like, all right, where are we going? What are we doing?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of different storylines, too, right? There's, like, five different things going on.
There's more than that, and that's my problem.
Yeah.
It was too much.
I don't know. Is it even worth doing like a dork score? Like, I feel like because season one was so good, I would call it a must watch. I would say like, watch it, see where it's at. And then, you know, we'll figure it out. These final four episodes, it's hard to give a score at the halfway point, but it's definitely lower than season one.
It's definitely not as good as season one. I don't know if I would give, I don't want to score it yet and then lock myself into like, all right, I'll average the two.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't think that's fair to either one of them.
Yeah.
I will say that they have a lot of work to do
again.
Mm-hmm. And there are some things that, again, you only have four episodes to do it.
Right.
So.
Tricky.
Yeah.
And they're all like, what, an hour? Or no, like 50 minutes?
40-ish. Yeah, I think the last episode was like 37 minutes and it was the shortest. But there's one that's like two episodes. Like episode three is like two episodes.
Oh yeah, it did like that weird like break and then
credits was, like, in the middle.
And then jumped. I was like, what is happening? I'm like, I would go, that was a quick episode. Because I thought it was only the third one. But anything else non-spoiler? I mean, I think, you know, we kind of mapped it out like where it is. Like it's got like the bones, you would say, of like what could be
it's
a good bones. Show.
It's got the structure.
Yeah, it's got what it needs to be.
I don't
want
to shit on it because it is better than a lot of stuff that's out there. It's just I think I had my expectations were a little bit higher given how good the first season was.
Yeah. And I would say, like, as of right now, without even having seen the final four episodes, like, I don't think this is the best way of doing it. Like the mid-season thing, we talked about it during like Better Call Saul and Game of Thrones did it, right? Breaking Bad did it. Like some of these shows did these mid-season breaks, but they gave you a little bit more, or like Ozark, but they gave you more. So when the first season came out, it was eight episodes and it was released in 8 weeks, like one for eight. This is like this, I feel like, because I know some people like to wait and then just binge the whole thing, but I'm fine watching it weekly. If it's a really good show, I like the idea of like catching up with it and watching it the next week. But only having four and then kind of leaving it one, like you picked up off a cliffhanger and then you sort of give like another cliffhanger and then it's like, now you guys got to wait 2 months. I think they're kind of hurt. I think they're hurting the show by doing it that way.
Yeah, I think so too. Especially this show. And again, like a show like Saul that was so good that you needed room to kind of breathe.
Yeah.
You're like, okay, whew, that was a lot, right? Like that was a lot going on.
Yep.
And there's a lot coming, but this was like this, it felt different. It didn't feel right.
All right, let's get to this.
Spoilers! 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 Here come the spoilers!
Yeah, so Mark's still the main character, and you have a lot of Mark, and he's graduating from high school, he's going to college, and you're following him and his mom, and then his mom has like her own side story. Adam Eve has a side story. The new Guardians of the Globe have a side story. That security guy Donald has a side story. Omni-Man, like what, at the very end of episode three and then into four, has his side story. And then it's like, oh, where were you? What were you doing?
And then was it Alan has a side story?
Oh, then fucking like, Alan the alien.
Jesus Christ. That's what I'm saying. Like, you set up too much stuff. And like either some of the stuff is going to fall by the wayside. Because like you said, that you have like... Mark, and then he has like his girlfriend, and then he's in college, and then, you know, what are they doing? And there's all this shit going on, and then you have to stop it all to like tell another. And then there's like the guy who's like doing the multiverse thing and like combining all these versions of themselves, and you have the clone brothers who are like doing their thing.
Two brothers,
like, way too fucking much going on.
Yeah, the
for
two
four episodes,
the two brothers guys. I could honestly.
And they were take tomatoes.
I can take or leave those fellows. Like, I'm not super interested in them. The new Guardians of the Globe thing. So, like, that's where you're talking about Rexplode and, like, that whole.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't, like, that seems like it's almost in a different show right now. Like, I don't know what they're doing, who they're doing it versus. I don't care. Like, I know, well, I don't know this. I assume it's going to cross back in and it's going to tie in with everything that's going on. Like, it's all roads are going to lead to Invincible and Omni-Man. And the one thing you can say about like all those different side stories is they all kind of relate to post Omni-Man kind of fucking destroying Mark and then like leaving Earth. And like,
yes.
Oh, wait a minute. So Superman was a bad guy the whole time? Because like that was the thing. Like you thought he was a good guy. Like he portrayed himself as a good guy. His wife thought he was a good guy. His kid thought he was a good guy. The whole everybody on Earth thought he was a good guy. And he was not. He was the worst guy.
He was not.
He was. He's a bad dude.
That's a bad guy.
He's a bad guy. But so like all like those little side stories like do involve the fact like the fallout of that. But I'm telling you, like this Guardians of the Globe thing, I'm like, what? Where are we? What's the point? And like, I want more Mantzoukas as Rexplode because Mantzoukas is funny, but those other characters not great. The new leader, what the fuck? The Immortal, I think it is.
The Immortal,
out of here on that.
Lame. Yeah, lame.
Yeah, I don't know. None of that really does it for me at all.
And that shit, I don't know. It just like it kind of pissed me off that they were like stopping that storyline. Oh, and then you have like Mark's mom is going off and like going to like therapy, and she has like her own storyline. Like we keep adding storylines to this, and you're just like, wait, this was how many episodes?
Four episodes, and we got
way too much.
We got all this. You're doing too much. Then Invincible, he's like now taking on the role kind of his dad, and he's like trying to like do all this stuff, and so he's just like always on call. He's always like stopping these different things. He has that run in with where he goes to Midnight City in episode two, which I thought was pretty cool. And so like
that was cool.
It was like a curse. Like the whole city was cursed. It was like, and he's like, "What do you mean there's a curse on?" He's like, "Yeah, it's like it's cursed. The city's cursed." Like he was talking to Cecil.
That was
like,
5 minutes.
Yeah, it was five minutes. But then he fights Darkwing, which they're like, Darkwing's dead, which is their version of Batman. Just like Tech Knight was the Batman version of the boys, and so he basically fought Robin as Batman,
who could like do like interdimensional stuff.
Yeah,
which is like, all right, this is cool. Yep. And then you're like,
it's gone.
Oh fuck! And then they never brought it up again.
It's gone.
They're like, bring him in. And he's like, okay. And they're like, thanks. That was the end of that.
He had a good back and forth with him. He's like, oh, he's like, you were Darkwing's sidekick? He's like, we don't use that word. It's degrading. He was his assistant. Night boy. And then you go down to Atlantis because, also in these four episodes. So Omni-Man killed so many people. He basically killed like the Aquaman version, although pretty hilarious. Like they're all like fish. And they're like driving boats and stuff is like fish. Very funny. But so he goes down there and he thinks he has to marry the fish lady or like the queen. Like, cause they're like, actually you don't, Caesar's telling him, like, well, no, they're not going to kill you. Like you just need to take the place of the guy or whatever. Like that's just like how
it's
they
a
do
symbolic
it.
Thing.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's like, actually, like, I have a girlfriend. He's like, I kind of can't really do this right now. And then he ends up having to fight, like, the Rancor. Basically is what that is.
Underwater.
Yeah. Underwater fight. But he's good. Guy can move.
What the fuck?
Guy can move. Yeah. There were a couple of moments of...
What the fuck? What the fuck?
Both good and bad, I suppose.
Both good and bad, yeah.
We did get Alan the Alien, so we get introduced to Alan the Alien at the very end of season one, right? Seth Rogen's character.
Yes.
He's like one big eye. And so then, but you don't get him for the first two episodes. You're like, what the fuck? And then you do get him. Kind of a cool backstory on him, where like he was from a planet where they were just trying to create like the most powerful being or whatever. And then they got one. Like, all of them failed. None of them could do it.
And his name is Alan.
Alan the Alien.
And boy, does he get his ass kicked in this, huh?
He's giving it a go. You know, he's trying to...
Three Viltrumites beat him up in space and tear him apart, rip his eye out.
Yeah.
His singular eye.
The Viltrumites. So they're now basically the main villain. So you get... Omni-Man, you finally get Omni-Man at the end of episode 3, and then he's all in, like, episode 4. And so Mark's, like, obviously doesn't trust him. Like, he's been gone for a little while, but he's living on a planet. So he went, after the whole thing with Mark in season 1, he apparently went to outer space, had, like, a real sad, and then...
A big old sad for himself?
Yeah, like, a big cry. There's
big
some good
cry.
There's some good music in this
Some very good
show.
Music.
The music was very helpful, I thought. But then he ends up going, like, he saves this planet of, like, crickets, and then he, like, ends up banging one of them.
As he does, right? That is his thing.
That's his thing. But then, so now the Viltrumites, are pissed off that he left Earth.
And yes, because that was his mission. He was put there to take over that planet.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he abandoned his post, essentially. He's AWOL.
So,
he makes mention of the fact that, like, they're not supposed to breed with things that are, like, genetically dissimilar to them. So, like, so Mark was fine because you're, like, you're basically more Viltrumite than human at this point, right? He said, but he has, like, this weird purple baby.
Yeah, well, he banged a cricket lady.
Yeah. To have sex with a grasshopper, I guess the kid's purple.
Yeah, as it turned out. So he has another kid now. And so in a weird way, like, Omni-Man's kind of flipping to, like, is he a good guy now? Can't be.
No.
Like, he fight, no way. No way.
No way.
But at least they want you to kind of think that, it, like, because the Viltrumites are now there, and they captured Omni-Man, and they sent Mark back to Earth, and they're like, hey, you got to go back to Earth, and you got to take his job, and you need to prepare Earth for us taking it over.
Yes.
So he's going to need some help. And this is probably where the new Guardians of the Globe are going to come back into the fold, but it's like, whatever.
And this was my favorite kill of the episode, when Omni-Man, the girl with the ponytail, and he, like, yanks the ponytail and then just sticks his elbow out.
Oh.
And, like, it hits her in the face, and her jaw, like, snaps down.
Ridiculous.
Like, that was a good one.
Ridiculous. What do you think the deal is with Donald, the security guy with the glasses that, like...
So is he... He got blown up, so he's like a cyborg, right?
Yeah, so he must be... Yeah, and he's, like, doing the thing where he's, like, has some of his memories, or, like, some of his memories are coming back.
Yes.
You know? Yeah.
And... He cuts himself and, like, but it, like, the knife, the tip of the knife, like, bends.
Yeah.
So he's like, all right, like, I'm bleeding, but, like, you know, what am I? And he sees the footage of himself, like, getting blown up.
Right.
Like, I forgot. But that's the thing. Like, why are you wasting?
That's what I thought. Yeah.
Why are you wasting time with this character? Like, I really didn't care about that.
I don't know how they're going to be able to tie everything in. Like, I think, and maybe they'll prove us wrong, but it feels like you are headed down the road of just, like, pointless stuff. Like, at the end, you're going to be like, well, that never got paid off. Because the thing is, like, Invincible, and I don't know how much of this at this point is, like the comic and not like the comic, but there's so much of it that I wonder if they're, like, trying to set up all these stories and then, like, hoping that the show runs forever. But it's like, all right, you still need to cut out some of the filler and just, like, because the cool stuff is really cool and, like, interesting. But I don't know.
I said it was interesting.
I'm not going to fucking do it. I'm not going to fucking do it. But yeah, anything else on Invincible, 4 episodes in? Like, I was, because I read some stuff online, like, the show's back, best comic book show's back. I'm like, I don't know
that it is.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
I'm not feeling it right now. And it's because, like, there's just too much. It just feels so, I think the word I was looking for is, like, disjointed.
Yeah.
Like,
no, it is.
Very disjointed.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes, you guys, let us know what you think of the first 4 episodes. I'm also curious if you like or how much you hate the way they're releasing the show. I feel like all at once or once a week until it's done. Like, I don't understand the once a week for 4 weeks, take 2 months off, and then once a week for 4 weeks. Odd. It's odd, to say the very least. I said...
What the fuck? What the fuck?
All right, Rob, let's get to this.
Pick of the bomb.
Pick of the bomb.
Pick of the bomb.
Pick of the bomb.
All right, you may kick, receive, defer, or you may also choose at this time to defend a goal.
I will receive.
Okay. You're good?
Because I want to start the pick of the pod by thanking everybody. It is now, as we record this, it is now into December, and I want to thank everybody who helped out this Movember, particularly our anonymous donor who kicked in or 40% of the money we raised was kicked in by one individual, which is incredible.
Awesome.
So whoever you are out there, thank you so much for doing that. You mentioned our friends at
Brightside.
DJ. So Brightside who kicked in $500. That was amazing.
Yeah.
And to thank you to the one person at the very end of the month, the last minute, we were, like, right on the cusp of something and donated $108 to get us to, on the nose, $5,000 for this month.
That is amazing.
A lot of
this is how we do it.
This is how we do it.
And this is the best month we've ever had doing Movember as a community. So I'm so grateful for all of you. So thank you very much, and upward and onward from here. And I can't thank you. All of those Spite Bucks are going to a great place. So thank you all very much. Now, for my actual pick of the pod, I would say that I watched a very good documentary, which I was one of those ones where I thought it was going to be about one thing, and then it was about something completely different. It's on Netflix. It is called, I'm going to make sure, American Symphony. So John Batiste, who you would know from the Late Show with Stephen Colbert, he's like his band leader. He did all the music for the movie Soul. And so around that time, he was nominated for like 11 Grammys. And so it's about that year. And as his wife is like going through like chemotherapy. So like the whole time he's having like the greatest year of his life, it's also like the worst year of his life.
Wow.
And their life together. So it's a really good look at like a really cool, like reflective piece, like which is a little heavier than we like to do on the podcast, yeah, but it is actually really well done. And he's an amazing person. Like I don't know, like if you know a lot about John Batiste, like this guy's like, I don't throw the word genius around a lot, but this dude's
yeah,
genius.
He is. Yeah. That's cool.
So check that out.
All right, very good. It's the Christmas season, Ryan, so you can bet your ass in this house we've already played a Muppet Family Christmas multiple times on the
show,
on the old TV. And so we did a standalone episode on it last year. It's for free on YouTube, and you can get, they upscaled it in like 1080p. I think there's a 4K version too, like, which is still amazing to me that they can do that. They can take these old ass movies.
Oh yeah.
Like TV movies from the 80s, and then they can like kick it into this great quality now. So
does Cece like the ice gag? Is the ice, she into the ice gag?
Careful of the icy spot or the icy patch. Yep, absolutely.
The icy patch, yeah.
Absolutely, she loves that. So yeah, that one's good. Home Alone, Gremlins, like all my favorites. It's the month for it. Most of them are available too, whether it's on Disney Plus or HBO Max or wherever else. We did a top 25 Christmas movie, I think. At one point. So that's probably in the archives too. You can dig into that and do it. What do you think next week? Do we do one of these Christmas classics? Do we do a Gremlins rewatch?
I think so. I pitched you one idea that you almost laughed me out of the bar last night when I pitched you this idea, right? Here's the thing for like dinks. I want to pitch something to you right now.
Okay.
How many bad B movies have you seen in your life?
Well, what do you mean by bad?
Like really bad, like
troll,
Night Flyer bad,
like Troll,
like
2?
Troll or Troll 2, right?
Oh yeah, I've seen a bunch, not as many as you. I've seen a bunch though.
What if we do? I'm trying to think of how to spell this word.
Mm-hmm.
Dork presents. We call it Schlock Talk. Schlock, we watch like these like schlocky B movies, and just review. Just boom, like 20 minutes, half hour. Be like, what'd you think? We want to get our numbers up.
We want to get our numbers. Listen, the whole thing is about getting our goddamn numbers up.
Here's the thing. I'm going to tell you a secret. So, like, this is going to be like a premium thing. Like, we make all these idiots listen to this, pay for it.
Make the fucking idiots listen.
Make them pay for it.
Yes.
Right? So, if they want, like, to listen to that, like, they got to pay. Oh, shit. Are we still on?
Oh, no. What?
Oh, damn it. All right. Damn it.
All right. I'll edit all that.
Still a good idea. Still a good idea.
Schlock Talk?
Yeah. Think about it.
Make a poll. A poll question? Do you want Schlock Talk? Yes or no?
Hey, what's the poll question? It's not the worst idea I've ever had.
No, it's not. It's not.
And we can actually, like, that way we can have people, like, recommend movies that we have to watch. They have, the only caveat is they have to be free.
I feel like it's turning into Mr. Science Theater 3000, but, like, instead of live post.
Yeah, and where's that show now? There's a void.
That could be us.
Could be us.
It could be us. Just remember saying. When I made the witty comments during the movies? That could be us.
All right, fine. Fuck you. You come up with an idea.
I've come up with 379 ideas. I believe that's the way it goes. But no, I'm open for maybe even a poll on just next week's topic. Because I think at this point, we had so many that we had to do, like movies and TV. Next week, I don't think there's anything that's like we have to do. So
We could do like an old Christmas movie.
That's what I'm thinking.
Like, we did Muppet Family Christmas last year.
Yeah. So that was my choice. Yeah. So if you want to pick one.
I say Gremlins.
I love it.
Let's do a Christmas movie that's a more of a Christmas movie than Die Hard. That being Lethal Weapon.
Lethal Weapon's good. I like Lethal Weapon.
It's a Christmas movie.
It's fine.
So just
saying. I'm not going to fight you on it. I don't. Lethal Weapon could be a Christmas movie. It's fine.
Fine. I say Gremlins. I want to watch Gremlins because I want to watch it with my girl.
What if we watch Friday After Next? That's a Christmas movie.
Oh, it absolutely is. Yeah. Make you want to slap your mama.
That movie's actually pretty good.
It actually is really funny. And Cat Williams is super funny in that movie.
Yeah, he is.
So, yeah.
You know what they said about Cat? I think Jay Moore told a story about Cat Williams. Every time he would perform at a stand-up gig, in addition to whatever he was being paid, he required a brand new pair of Jordans. Like he would have to get a pair of Air Jordans every time.
That's not like, what would you put in? What's the most ridiculous thing you would put in your rider?
I don't know. Like, what's the limit you think on money? Like, cause I know like some of the requests are just, they're not even that expensive. They're just
paying attention.
Yeah. They're just like really odd. Like, I want all red M&Ms.
No, I think it was David Lee Roth did that. Oh, no brown M&Ms.
I do red and green on Christmas, baby.
Yeah, you sure you do?
Look at that.
Sure you do.
That's nice.
Yep.
Oh, the other fucking thing. I forgot to mention this at the beginning. So we put the tree up yesterday, but then today was more of like the decorating part of it.
Right.
Have you ever had one of these years, especially when you have like little kids? I think we all broke something today. My wife broke an ornament, Cece broke an ornament, I broke the top to this thing. Like, we were just dropping stuff like crazy today. It was insane.
And you know what it is? It's crazy. It's never like the dog shit one. It's always the one that's like from a year where you went somewhere. Yeah. Like, you always break that one.
Oh, the dog shit ones live forever. That'll be on the tree till the end of time. And it's like, he's like, cool. Like, this one was a gift. This one has a year on it. It was like, I think we just need to stop. We need to sit and we need to fucking cool out because we were just breaking stuff nonstop.
Oh, anyway. And my wife loves like decorating seasonally. So like my house is just crazy Christmas right now.
I love it.
Yeah.
Love it very much. All right, Ryan, that'll do it for us. So yeah, most likely next week, Gremlins. Keep an eye out for some polls. Maybe we'll have Schlock Talk as a poll. Get the people going. Get the people talking.
I'll do it myself. I'll do it myself if no one wants to do it.
You do it. Oh, wait. Yeah. You're going to do your own poll or your own schlock talk?
My own schlock talk.
And then what? Post it where?
And if it does better, post it on YouTube. If it does better, I'll give it to you the audio and you can post it.
I don't want to do that.
No? All right, fine.
Post it on YouTube. Post it on your YouTube channel.
All right, when this thing blows up, you're gonna be
schlock
like,
hey, talk. Get in
that
here.
That was a good idea.
Fine, do schlock talk. Listen, people are like, what the fuck is schlock talk?
Don't threaten me with a good time.
It's coming. It's in your inbox. Download it right
now. It's gonna be like Dork Presents.
Dork Presents.
Hashtag Dork Presents.
Hashtag Dork Presents. Schlock talk.
Yeah.
What does schlock mean? Just like bad, like shitty.
Schlock is like a bad, like poorly made schlock talk. Bad movie.
Schlock talk.
Schlock. Yeah.
I think we need to get it sponsored by Tubi because they probably have all these goddamn movies.
Freebie and Tubi.
Oh, Freebie and Tubi.
Amazon Prime are like,
yep. Fuck yeah.
Sustaining me right now. I watch one of these a day.
That's great.
I'm not kidding.
That's good stuff.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hit us up on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube at Dork Podcast. You can subscribe to all of those places. Email us your Should I Have Bought This to dorkpodcast@gmail.com. Are you going to watch all those Battlestar Galacticas? Should I have them send them to you?
Send them my way.
All right. That'll do it for us. Thanks for listening to this one. Tell a friend, tell a dork about it. And Davey, promise me a million times over, you'll never do another rule.
No, because you won't do schlock talk with me. So I'm not promising you that.